The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
All right, welcome back. Our game's presented by Peru State College. Game two of our doubleheader here from Axtell as they host Centralia. The Centralia girls in the first ball game win big, 50-28, as they wrap up a perfect regular season at 20-0. Now we get you set for what should be a competitive boys game tonight. Axtell, the home team, at 9-10. They've won two of their last three. They're 4-4 since the TBL tournament. But Centralia, they sit at 11-8. They have lost back-to-back games and are 3-6 over their last nine games, as both of these teams will get ready for sub-state. But we'll wrap up the regular season here tonight against each other. First time seeing each other this season. Girls game, Centralia and Axtell have played in the TBL tournaments, but for the boys, this is the first matchup between Axtell and Centralia here in the regular season finale. Parents' night, senior night here at Axtell. And as we're just moments away from the opening tip, let's get you the starting lineups for these two teams here tonight. We'll start with Centralia, the Panthers, and their head coach, Cole Aldefer, in his seventh year at the helm, 11 wins, 8 losses. They will go like this. Trenton Talley is a 6-foot junior. Colton Weir, a 6'1 senior, also a senior. Presley Bowers at 6'3". Marshall Tanking is a 5'8 senior. And then Brock Reineke, the 6'1 junior. So again, for the Panthers, it is Trenton Talley, Colton Weir, Presley Bowers, Marshall Tanking, and Brock Reineke. For the home team Eagles out of Axtell, their head coach is Jason Tynan. 9 wins, 10 losses. They will go like this. Wyatt Dieters, a 5'8 senior, not a normal starter, but with it being senior night, he'll get the start here tonight. He will be joined by Eli Brockstrom, a 6-foot freshman, Isaac Detweiler, a 5'11 junior, Brandon Schmelsley is a 6-foot freshman, and Owen Stroffman, the 6'5 junior. So again, for Jason Tynan and the Axtell Eagles, it is Wyatt Dieters, Eli Brockstrom, Isaac Detweiler, Brandon Schmelsley, and Owen Stroffman. Centralia will be rocking the road black uniforms, the home Eagles in their home white. Should be a competitive one here tonight. Again, game presented by Peru State College. As the final players for each team getting announced here for the starting lineups, Reineke and Stroffman. Both teams meet on their respective sides of the floor. As we got a good crowd on hand, but tip-off is moments away. We'll step aside for a quick two-minute timeout. When we come back, your tip-off is coming up next here on the MSC Sport Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, here we go. It's the nightcap. Centralia boys against Axtell. And the tip-off is controlled by the home team Eagles. They go from right to left, and we are underway in what is the final regular season broadcast here on 92.1. This is the freshman Eli Brockstrom. Left side it goes to Wyatt Dieters, the senior. They want to go inside to Stropman. Beautiful feed, and the layup is good. Owen Stropman in for two. Good possession to start for the Axtell Eagles. First opportunity here for Centralia. Colton Weir, a deep three. It's way off, no good. And then he chases down his own miss into the backcourt and will reset the offense for the Panthers. Panthers averaging 49 points per game. They get it inside to the leading scorer, Presley Bowers. His shot is blocked inside, and then Strothman gets the rebound and then throws it away. So Centralia gets another opportunity after the steal. Reinicke a pass inside, and Bowers missing a layup inside. He gets his own rebound and then misses another as Strothman might have got a piece of it. And now Strothman again affecting all sorts of shots inside. And finally we get a whistle and a foul on Owen Strothman, which will send Brock Reinicke to the free throw line to shoot two. Reinicke, the 6'1 junior, he is in and out on the first free throw, no good. Just getting going, a minute in, 2-0 Axtell, and Wyatt Dieters comes out, the senior getting the start here on senior night, as it's Grant Bussing, the 6-foot sophomore, who checks in. Reinicke able to connect on the second to get the Panthers on the board. Axtell leads 2-1, just over a minute into the ballgame. This is the freshman Eli Brockstrom, right side on the wing, and now gets knocked down and will drive, and his layup is no good, and a rebound for Trenton Talley. Near sideline, he'll push the pace from left to right. The second leading scorer for the Panthers, Presley Bowers into the right corner. They want Reinicke inside, not there this time. Strothman doing a good job defensively. Tanking, top of the key, it goes to Talley. Axtell extending out this 2-3 zone defense. Long pass into the far corner with Colton Weir. Weir, very good shooter. Gets it to Bowers at the free throw line. Good extra pass inside. Reinicke, layup good. Brock Reinicke gets in there, and he's got all three for the Panthers as they take their first lead at 3-2, not quite 2 minutes in. Here's Detweiler, the 8-man D2 offensive player of the year, and football this past season, defending state champs, as Presley Bowers will pick up the first Centralia foul in the front court. So Axtell will throw it in. They were perfect. Won the state championship in football. Right now sitting at 9-10. Could finish the regular season at 500 with a win tonight. Weir deflecting a pass out of bounds near sideline. So Axtell will throw it in once again. 5:51 left first quarter. 3-2 is our score. Centralia leading by the 1-point margin. Long pass into the backcourt it goes, and it is Schmelzley. The freshman top of the key gets it off to Detweiler. Wants a screen from Strothman. Not much there. Good defense there on the pick and roll by Centralia. Detweiler's going to take one in and banks one off the window that just rims out. No good. And a rebound for Trenton Talley for Centralia. 3-2, the Panthers lead, 2.5 minutes in. Here's Talley between the rings out high, left side pass to Weir. Waist side dribbles, now crossing over, gets inside, shovels a pass to Bowers in the corner for three, and it spins in there. Presley Bowers from downtown. And he's got three, makes it 6-2. Panthers by four, not quite 3 minutes in. Here's Schmelzley, left side on the wing, puts it on the dribble a couple times. Keeping that dribble alive, trying to split a double team, takes it all the way in, floater no good, but a whistle and an offensive foul. No surprise, it's Marshall Tanking who steps in and takes the heat. And it'll be the first foul on Schmelzley. And Centralia gets it back with a 6-2 lead, 3:01 into the ball game, and we get a whistle and a timeout called by Axtell. Believe it is a 30. Didn't see the call from the official, but we'll go ahead and keep it right here anyways. 4:59 left first quarter, a 6-2 start for Centralia as they look for the sweep tonight here at Axtell. The girls won big, 50-28 in the first game as they wrapped up an undefeated regular season at 20-0. So both these teams have their sub-state matchup set Axtell hosting a 1A D2 sub-state. Hanover and Wetmore, the top two seeds. Axtell is the 3 seed. They will host Lynn on Thursday night with the winner going to Wetmore next week for a semifinal matchup. And then Centralia, they are the 4 seed in the Frankfurt D1 sub-state. They'll get Donovan West at home on a Thursday night. And the top seed there is Care Paravel, with Frankfurt being the 2 seed. So out of the timeout, Centralia with the basketball, a 6-2 lead. Here is Trenton Talley, left side on the wing. Now a long pass from left wing to right wing. Reineke gets it inside, spins on Strothman, had it knocked out of bounds, as it'll stay here with Centralia. Got a 4-point lead, 6-2, 3 from Reineke, 3 from Bowers. Bowers has it. Now Weir, high left. Looking for Bowers inside. Beautiful pass. Shot is up, no good. And a rebound for Trenton Talley, who pulls up from 10. That one is no good. Finally tipped, and a rebound for Eli Brockstrom. Brockstrom kicks it to Schmelzley. Left corner for 3. That one off the heel, no good. And Talley the rebound. Now he wants to push the pace. Takes it all the way. Shot no good. A rebound for Reineke underneath, trying to spin away from a double team. That one is no good, and out of bounds it goes, and might have been partially blocked there by Strothman. But the Panthers keep it. 4:05 left here in the first. A 6-2 advantage for the road team Panthers. Here's Weir. Pass to Talley on the right wing. Schmelzley staring him down. A 2-3 zone again for Axtell. They've kept it that way so far throughout the full first quarter. Here's Bowers inside. Shot is up through a double team, and that one is good. The 6'3 senior, Presley Bowers, now with 5. Makes it 8-2 Panthers at 3:40 left to go in the first. Detweiler, backdoor cut. Schmelzley has it. He's bumped and fouled. Marshall Tanking will pick this one up, his first, team second. Axtell will throw it in underneath their own bucket. Schmelzley, the freshman, to trigger the inbounds pass, gets it left side to Detweiler. Top of the key, it goes to Brockstrom. They get it back to Schmelzley in the corner. Talley staring him down. Now they reset up high with Detweiler, guarded by Tanking. Under 3.5 minutes left here in the first, an 8-2 start for the Panthers. Schmelzley gets it top of the key. Left side it goes. Grant Bussing now to Detweiler, left wing. Man-to-man defense right now for Centralia. Brockstrom wants to drive, cut off, kicks it back out to Detweiler. Working on the left wing. Good job there defensively by Tanking to back him out. Now a long pass to Brockstrom on the right wing. Now he drives baseline, pulls up a fadeaway. That is no good. Hits the rim twice. Strothman gets the rebound and puts it up and in. Owen Strothman with an offensive rebound and put back. He's got all 4 for the Eagles. Makes it 8-4 Centralia. 2:45 left here in the first. Here is Colton Weir looking inside. He tried a no-look pass and overshot Bowers. And a turnover by Centralia. We'll give it back to the Eagles as Rafe Osterhaus will check into the game. So the Eagles trying to trim into it a little bit more. Down 4, 8-4, 2:35 left here in the first period. This is the freshman Brockstrom. Working on Presley Bowers to Detweiler at the elbow. Nice ball fake. Good extra pass inside. Shot no good. Battle for the rebound. Tipped out of bounds. And Centralia going to get the ball back. Last touch by Strothman. Missed opportunity there for Brockstrom, who got a nice feed inside by Detweiler. Just couldn't make the little bunny from the right block. Centralia leading 8-4. Coming up on 2 minutes left here in the first. Axtell continuing their zone defense. Here's Osterhaus, who just checked in, gets his first touch, gets it right back, and will fire a 3, left it short. Reineke gets an offensive rebound, will spin on the block, shot is up, and that one is good. Brock Reineke muscling his way up, and he's got 5 here in the quarter. It's a 10-4 lead for Centralia at 1:50 left. Here is Schmelzley, gets a high ball screen, bouncing it to Brockstrom. Now Strothman top of the key, looking for Detweiler inside, and has to throw it off the feet of Talley to keep the possession alive. As they will throw it in underneath their own bucket with 1:40 left here in the first, down 6. This is Schmelzley to throw it in, still looking, guarded by Talley, gets it in over the top to Detweiler, who hands it off to Brockstrom. Rocksterman dribbling waist high with the right hand on the right wing, guarded by Osterhaus. Wants a ball screen from Strothman on the right side, instead goes left, doesn't use it. Then off to Grant Bussing, who had it knocked away and then is going to be called for a travel and a turnover by Axtell. That's their third here in the quarter. Ball back to the Panthers. They 10-4 lead at 1:23 left here in the first. Here is Trenton Talley. Slow across the timeline, does so. Left side pass to Tanking on the wing. And there's a lazy pass by Tanking, gets deflected into the backcourt. That is a steal for Schmelzley, and he finishes, and it's an and one.
Care system is proud to announce Talley the addition like of the orthopedic call. Services
pick it up
at our Onega Hospital.
Doctor. Third. And Schmelzley is on the board, and a chance at an and one. And a 10-6 lead now for Centralia is Ethan McNally is going to check in for the Panthers, taking Marshall Tanking's spot. Schmelzley, a 58% free throw shooter, averaging 10 points per game and 5 rebounds, and he misses the free throw, and Detweiler chasing it down into the corner to get another possession. Brockstrom, right corner, sets it for 3, swish. Eli Brockstrom from downtown, all of a sudden a 1-point game, timeout Centralia. Panthers 10, Eagles 9. It's 62 seconds left in the quarter. And it's a 30-second timeout. Go ahead and keep it right here. And got some girls' finals from tonight. Pretty light scoreboard in the Big 7. Prairie LeCompton and Holton doing battle. Thought I had a score for that one. Want to make sure that is correct. And it was Holton defeating Prairie LeCompton 39-36. So Holton will finish the regular season at 13-7, or get their 13th win of the year. Nemaha Central beats Riverside 42-30. So the Thunder get to 15-5. Also, Jackson Heights wins the Northeast Kansas League as they win at ACCHS 40-29 as they get to 18-1 and stay undefeated in league play. Centralia out of the timeout. They get a turnover, and then Detweiler steps on the baseline and gives it right back. Jason Tynan, head coach for the Eagles, didn't believe that Detweiler was on the baseline, but he was. So Centralia keeps 47 remaining in the quarter, leading 10-0. Here's Osterhaus, left side on the wing. Now McNally into Bowers, kicks it right to Talley in the corner. Works out of some trouble, guarded by Schmelzley, down to 26 seconds. Here's Reinicke in the right corner, working on Bussing, gets it inside, cut off, kicks it back out to Talley. Left side to Osterhaus. 19 seconds to work here in the quarter. Here's Talley, bouncing it, Bowers on the block, gets underneath the bucket, reverse layup, short, rebound for Owen Strothman, and now 9 seconds to work here for the Eagles, chance to take the lead. Schmelzley, left corner, for 3, got it! With 2 seconds to go, Schmelzley a triple, and that's the end of the quarter. What a finish for Axtell as they take the lead at 12-10 after the first 8 minutes. We'll step aside, second quarter coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HeinenTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the second quarter, Axtell leading Centralia 12-10. They got down 8-2 early, but had a great second half of the first quarter. Come back to get a Schmelzley 3 right at the end of the quarter to take the lead at 12-10. Panthers with the ball, and that one is thrown away. Fourth turnover by the Panthers, and then Osterhaus comes away with a steal. And then Centralia trying to get up the floor, turn it over right back. So three straight turnovers, back to back to back. As we're 32 seconds into this second quarter, Eagles have it with a 12-10 lead. Brandon Schmelzley leading the way with five for Axtell. Five apiece by Presley Bowers and Brock Reinicke. Two scores for the Panthers here early. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul. This is Trenton Talley going for the steal. Gets bumped or bumps into Schmelzley. So Talley picks up his second. And team foul number four. Grant Bussing to throw it in. Had it knocked out of bounds. So they will keep it far sideline. Axtell trying to close the regular season at 500. Came into tonight. 9 wins, 10 losses. Panthers started the season 8-2. Hasn't been quite like that since. Sitting with 11 wins, 8 losses. They've lost 6 of their last 9. Detweiler will drive. A shot is up, no good, but a whistle and a foul. As they get Ethan McNally with his first, team 5th. And Isaac Detweiler will shoot 2. Looking for his first points tonight. 5'11 junior. Left it short, no good on the first. He is a 70% free throw shooter. Leading scorer for the Eagles at 12 points per game. He also averages 7.5 rebounds as well. Osterhaus is out, and Paxton Bowers, a sophomore, has checked in for Centralia. The second one rattles in there for Detweiler, so he goes 1-for-2. And it's a 13-10 Axtell lead, 105 played in this second quarter. Here is McNally, deep left corner. Gets it out to the wing. Bouncing it to Paxton Bowers, who drives. Looking for Presley. On a block-to-block pass, it's kicked out of bounds. Panthers will keep underneath their own bucket. Talley will throw it in right side of the backboard. 6:43 until halftime. Axtell leading 13-10. Talley looking towards the corner. Finally gets it in. Does so to Paxton Bowers. Now this is Reese Tanking, who's in the game as well. Another sophomore. As Talley gets it deep left corner. Bouncing at short corner, now gets it right back, and the layup is out, no good. It was halfway down and out, and Strothman collects his fourth rebound, and then trying to get it up the floor. Nobody is there, and it's a turnover by Axtell. Axtell saying that it was deflected. The official says, no way. It looked like it was. So it's going to be a turnover by the Eagles. It'll go back to Centralia. 13-10. Axtell with a 3-point lead. 6:20 until halftime. Here's McNally, left side. Works it towards the top of the key. Gets it back to Presley Bowers. Into the right corner, it's Paxton Bowers. Bouncing it back inside to Presley on the block. Good kick to Talley. A deep three. Off the heel, no good. And then hits the rim another time. And now chasing it near the midcourt stripe is Trenton Talley, and keeps a second chance opportunity alive. Talley gets it top of the key, right side to Presley Bowers, guarded by Detweiler. Picks up the dribble, long pass to McNally on the left wing. Backs things out. Presley Bowers gets it at the elbow, turns facing on Strothman, kicks it right to Talley. Short corner to McNally. Swings it to Reese Tanking. Paxton Bowers a look from three, in and out, no good. Battle for the rebound, and it's Strothman. Gets it up the floor quickly, nice pass. Schmelzley, layup good. Brandon Schmelzley finishing left side with the right hand. He's got 7, and it's a 15-10 lead for Axtell, their largest lead of the game at 5. 5:20 until halftime. Here is Presley Bowers, deep left. And then Paxton Bowers off his knee and out of bounds, and that's a Centralia turnover, their 6th here in the first half. So Axtell gets it back with a 5-point lead at 15-10. Here's Detweiler, angles left wing. Gets it off to Schmelzley right there. Picks towards the corner, now back top of the key. This is Brockstrom. Brockstrom high right to Detweiler. Now right wing, it is Schmelzley up top to Grant Bussing. Here's Detweiler, left wing three, short. And a rebound chased down by Trenton Talley. He's got 6 boards. He wants to go coast to coast, and he'll draw the foul. We'll shoot 2. They get the Axtell foul on Isaac Detweiler, his first. And at 4:49 left here in the second, it's Trenton Talley to shoot two. And the first free throw is good for the 6-foot junior. First point tonight, but he does have 6 rebounds already. Presley Bowers and Ethan McNally come out. Brock Reinecke and Colton Weir check back in for the Panthers. Second for Talley. Off the heel, too strong. Rebound for Isaac Detweiler and the Eagles. 15-11. Detweiler goes coast to coast, and he lays it in. Detweiler with 3 makes it 17-11. Eagles by 6 at 4:35 left here in the second period. Paxton Bowers, hop step, and that's a travel. 7 turnovers now by Centralia. As Marshall Tanking will check in for Paxton Bowers. Got 4.5 minutes left until halftime. It's a 6-point lead for the Eagles, their largest lead so far in the game. They got down 6 early. They got down 8-2. But took control the final few minutes of the first to take a 2-point lead. There's a shot inside missed by Schmelzley and a rebound for Reinecke. And he had it knocked away but gets it up the floor far sideline to Weir. Here's Colton Weir on the wing. Left side pass to Talley in the corner. They let him drive baseline. His layup is no good. Gets his own rebound and puts it back up and in. First field goal for Trenton Talley. He's got 3. Makes it a 4-point Axel lead at 17-13. Now 4 minutes gone and 4 minutes to go until halftime. Here's Brockstrom. Grant Bussing gets it high right on the wing. Into the corner it goes. Detweiler, nice pass to Strothman. Lays it in for 2. No one marks Strothman on the backside as he was able to finish with an easy bucket, making it a 6-point Axel lead once again at 19-13. Coming up on 3.5 minutes left here in the second quarter. Here's Reinecke from the left corner, a baseline drive, had it knocked away, and it's stolen by Detweiler. Detweiler now with a lot of speed. Right side to Brockstrom on the wing. Picks it up there to Schmelzley in the corner. Skips it, Detweiler left wing. Gets to the free throw line. Nice kick right side, it's Schmelzley for 3, holds it high and knocks it down. Schmelzley with 10, timeout Centralia. 22-13, Axtell leads it by 9, 3:10 until halftime. It's a full, we'll follow suit. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SPX Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Centralia with the basketball trailing here at Axtell 22-13. We're under 3 minutes left until halftime. As this one gets thrown into the backcourt, and it's going to be another Centralia turnover. As Evan Bussing, a 5'9 junior, is in for Axtell. First minutes for him here tonight. 2:48 until halftime, 22-13, largest lead at 9 for Axtell. They get it right back underneath their own bucket, and they throw it near midcourt with Detweiler, guarded by Reinecke. Left side, it's Evan Bussing getting his first touch. Top of the key, it goes to Brockstrom. Guarded by Colton Weir. Man-to-man defense by Centralia. Brockstrom had it knocked away, but Bussing gets it back and right back to Brockstrom in the corner. Another pass deflected, but Detweiler looking for Strothman inside, and that one is stolen by Osterhaus. Good defense there by Rafe Osterhaus, who gets it up the floor to Talley. Now Weir works it between the rings out high. Now it's Talley right wing. 2:15 and counting until halftime. Axtell leading Centralia 22-13. Here's Reinecke in the left corner. A long pass that's deflected by Schmelz into the backcourt, but Talley able to gather, and he'll walk it back up across the timeline from left to right. Under 2 minutes to go here in the second. Here is Presley Bowers from the right corner, a baseline drive, a lot of contact, and a whistle and a blocking foul. It's going to be on Owen Strothman. And Strothman picks that one up. And it's going to be two free throws here for Presley Bowers. He's got 5 points here so far in the first half. The second foul on Strothman. As Bowers will fire his first free throw. And that one hits the heel and front rim off no good as we get a couple subs into the game. As it's Grant Bussing back in for Strothman. And then Osterhaus comes out as Reese Tanking will check in for Centralia. So here is Bowers, his second free throw attempt. That one is no good. And the rebound chased into the corner by Isaac Detweiler. Detweiler fakes, takes it coast to coast, layup no good, a rebound for Centralia. Here is Talley. They had Colton Weir wide open. They didn't see him, but now Weir is going to fire a deep three. Nearly banked it in. No good. A rebound for Evan Bussing and Axtell. 90 seconds to go until halftime, and then Axtell throws it away, trying to get it up the floor. So a minute 23 and counting. Centralia with it, but they trail 22-13. Here is Weir, top of the key, guarded by Evan Bussing. Now Presley Bowers bouncing it to Tanking in the corner. Gets it right back to Bowers on the wing. Backs it down. Good find inside to Reese Tanking, and his shot is up no good, but a whistle and a foul, and Reese Tanking, the sophomore, will shoot two free throws with 1:05 left until halftime. As they get Detweiler with his second, and team foul number six. So the sophomore, Reese Tanking, to shoot two. And the first one, no good. Centralia struggling here at the line. Just 2 of 7 so far here in the first half. They trail 22-13 with 65 seconds remaining. And that one is good off the heel and drops through. So Reese Tanking goes 1 for 2, gets his first point tonight. Makes it 22-14, Axtell. As Presley Bowers will check in for Trenton Talley in the final minutes here until halftime. 22-14 our score. Axtell with it in the 8-point lead. Here's Grant Bussing in the corner. This is Eli Brockstrom. Shovels it off to Detweiler. Drives. Had it knocked away, but gets it back. Now it's Brockstrom left wing. Detweiler in the corner. Curls. Gets in the lane. Had it knocked away by Presley Bowers and a steal. And then Bowers goes tumbling to the floor and turns it over. Threw it to the wrong team. Turnovers becoming an issue now for both teams here in the first half. As Schmelzley will fire a deep three, that's off the heel, no good. A rebound for Reinecke, and now with 26 seconds to go, Centralia can play for the final shot in the first half. Down 22-14, 20 seconds to go. Bowers bouncing it, Reese Tanking in the corner, fires a three, and that one's good. Reese Tanking, a big shot, makes it 22-17, 10 seconds to go. Here's Grant Bussing, right side to Brockstrom, 4 seconds to work. On the right wing, it's Schmelzley. Gets it off to Brockstrom and a three. It's good if it goes, and he nearly banked it in as we have hit halftime. It looks like they called that Reese Tanking shot a two because it stands 22-16, Axtell by six at halftime. Halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Axtell 22, Centralia 16, back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town. I did. Where'd you go? Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Tires.com. All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they are well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime is here, and Axel at home leading Centralia 22-16. Halftime again brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Let's get you the halftime numbers, as it was a good start for Centralia. They jumped out to an 8-2 lead in the first quarter, but Axel fought back, hit a three right at the end of the quarter, took a 12-10 lead into the second. They outscored Centralia 10-6 in the second quarter, and we sit 22-16, Axel by 6 here at halftime. 10 first half points for the freshman, Brandon Schmelsley. Owen Strothman had a good first half, 6 points and 5 rebounds, and then 3 points apiece by Isaac Detweiler and Eli Brockstrom. For Centralia, it was 5 apiece from Presley Bowers and Brock Reinecke, and then 3 points apiece from Reese Tanking and Trenton Talley. Trenton Talley also had 7 first-half rebounds. Centralia had 10 turnovers in the first half. Axel had 9. Centralia hit 3 out of 8 from the free-throw line. The Eagles were 1 out of 3 from the charity stripe. And it's Centralia out-rebounding Axel 13-10. Again, it's Axel leading Centralia 22-16. Halftime continues after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Make plans to attend a crop meeting sponsored by Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. The date is February 24th at 6 p.m. to be held at the main event in Sabetha. Dan O'Brien, economist from KSU, will be on hand to discuss winning the game. At K-State, Dan focuses on grain market analysis and risk management strategies. Call Roy at Kansas Insurance to reserve your spot, 785-284-7611. The number again, 785-284-7611.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
KMZA.
Again, Axtell leading at the half over Centralia, 22-16. As we get you some score updates from the girls' games earlier this evening, as we got a few finals for you. Of course, just joining us in the first contest, Centralia won big, 50-28 to close out the regular season, undefeated at 20-0. A couple of finals in the Big Seven. It was Holton defeating Perry Lecompton 39-36. Nemaha Central goes to 15-5. They win at Riverside 42-30. In the Northeast Kansas League, Jackson Heights a winner at ACCHS 40-29. Cobras get to 18-1 and clinch the Northeast Kansas League title with that victory. Horton a winner at Oskaloosa 58-37. Also, Pleasant Ridge, a victory at Moore Hill, 50-46. And in the North Central Kansas League, one of the best in the state, Wamego, winning big at Marysville, 63-35. Get our boys' score here at halftime. It's Axtell 22, Centralia 16. A final two-minute timeout. Second half coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
All right, second half getting ready to get going here from Axtell. Centralia trailing the Eagles 22-16. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. Two quarters down, two to go. What is our final regular season broadcast here on 92.1? Substate beginning in Class 1A this weekend. Rest of the classifications underway next week. So it's going to be a lot of fun tracking Substate and eventually state tournaments as Axtell with a turnover to start the second half and then Tally missing a layup in transition. So Axtell gets it back. It's Grant Bussing inside. Shot no good. Strothman a miss. And Presley Bowers will clear this one. So a little sporadic start for both teams. 30 seconds in, 22-16. Axtell by six. Here's Presley Bowers at the free throw line. Nice ball fake on Strothman. Hop steps in, had it knocked away, out of bounds. But I think it's last touch by Axtell. It is, and Panthers will keep it. Tally will throw it in. left side of his own backboard as Centralia now going from right to left here in the second half. Here's Colton Weir. They leave him open for three. This one short. And a rebound for Grant Bussing. And Axtell.
Multi-paralyzed.
Off to the freshman Schmelzley and works it right. Gets it on the wing to Brockstrom. Gets a Bussing screen. Works around it to the elbow. Kicks it left wing. Now Stroffman at the free throw line. Grant Bussing inside and a layup is good. Nice high-low action by the two bigs. And Grant Bussing is on the board with his first basket. Makes it 24-16, Axtell. We've played a minute 15 here in the third. Here's tanking right side, bouncing it short corner right to Presley Bowers. Now Weir a touch high right. Tally a quick pass to tanking in the corner. We'll reset high left here with Tally. 6.5 minutes left here in the third. 24-16, Axtell by 8. Bounce pass inside. Reineke had it knocked away from behind. Couple bodies hit the floor. Saved underneath, but they're going to say Detweiler was on the baseline and out of bounds, so Panthers will keep it. Fortunate there not to get that one away. Tally will throw it in once again. Left side of his own backboard. Over the top to tanking. High left. Gets it to Tally. Left corner. Baseline drive. A little floater from 10 is pure. Trenton Tally with 5 points. Makes it 24-18, Axtell. Not quite 2 minutes into the third. Detweiler all the way. Shot is blocked, but we get a whistle and a foul. I think they get Reineke with this one. And that is Brock Reineke, the junior, picking up his first, and that's going to mean free throws here for Isaac Detweiler. Detweiler had 3 points, 4 rebounds. In the first half, first free throw up and good by the 5'11 junior. 25-18, the Axtell lead now 7. Not quite 2 minutes in to this second half. Here's the second free throw off the heel, no good. And Tally, another rebound for Centralia. So they get it back, down 7, 25-18. Here's Marshall tanking between the rings out high. Puts it on the dribble once, bouncing it to Weir. Gets it on to Reineke, turns to Tally in the corner. Steps back, now Reineke gets a touch. Long pass, left wing it goes. Now Reineke on the block, turns, facing on Strothman. A little up and under, shot blocked. Ball underneath, still trying to get it as Detweiler and Reineke. They're battling for it, and it's going to be a whistle and a jump ball. The possession will keep it here. So Centralia has it, 5:35 left here in the third quarter. They trail 25-18. Tally over the top, it goes to Weir, right side on the wing. Now gets to the free throw line, bouncing to Reineke. Back out to tanking, now Weir top of the key. Tally wants Bowers, short corner right. He's quickly doubled, turns on that double team, long pass to tanking, who fires a deep three. This one is short. Rebound for Reineke, battling inside, missing another one. And Detweiler able to get that one. Then nearly taking it away, but Axtell able to key. Detweiler wants to drive, and we get a whistle and a foul. At 5:05 left here in the third. It's going to be Marshall tanking, picking up his second. So Axtell to throw it underneath their own bucket, leading 25-18. Not quite 3 minutes into this third. Schmelzy to throw it in. Detweiler in the right corner. Dives inside, looking for Grant Bussing, and a whistle and an offensive foul. Detweiler runs over Marshall tanking. And for Isaac Detweiler, that's his third foul. And turnover number 11 on the Eagles here tonight. So we're 3 minutes in, 5 to go here in the third. It's a 25-18 Axtell lead. Centralia with the ball. Tanking has it high left on the wing. Bouncing one over to Tally on the right wing. Zone defense right now here for Axtell. Tally to Colton Weir, left side, going towards the corner, back up top between the rings out high. Works its way to tanking in the right corner. And a long pass, trying to skip it to nobody, and it's a turnover. As that one was taken away by Brockstrom. Stops on the right elbow, dishing it back high right here to Detweiler. Goes between the legs, gets a Bussing screen, nice backdoor cut. Schmelzley, little reverse layup is no good. And Reineke the rebound for Centralia. Gets it off to Presley Bowers, works it far sideline up the floor, comes back into the middle of the floor, goes inside, dumps it off to Reineke on the left block. Shot is blocked by Strothman. Reinicke gets it back and another block. Detweiler has this one. He wants to go coast to coast. Gets it off to Schmelzley and his layup is good. Schmelzley with 12. It makes it 27-18. The lead is 9 now for Axtell. Over halfway into this third period. Here is Colton Weir. Left side to tanking on the wing. Calling out the signals. Now Talley gets it up top. Schmelzley getting out on him a little bit. Talley works it left. Now Weir. Right side to Reinicke on the wing. Puts it on the dribble once. Tanking gets it in the corner. Bouncing it high right to Talley. 3:22 and counting third quarter. 27-18. Axtell by 9. Tanking right back in the corner. Left side. Detweiler closing out on him quickly. Now Talley once again back to tanking. They want to go to Bowers inside, and Strothman comes away with a steal. Good read there by Owen Strothman. Now Detweiler drives and throws it left side and out of bounds, and it's a turnover by Axtell. Grady Bussing, a 6'1 sophomore, checks in for Axtell. Also Reese Tanking and Paxton Bowers back in for the Panthers. See how the Panthers play the final 3 minutes here in the third. If they can claw back in and cut the deficit a little bit. They trail by 9 at 27-18 at now 2:50 to go here in the third. Long pass to Talley, left corner, wants to go baseline, a whistle and a foul. It's a blocking foul on Grady Bussing, who just checked into the game. Just the second team foul against Axtell here in the third. Here is Paxton Bowers. They get it to Talley, left corner for a triple. That one is good. Big shot. Trenton Talley now with 8. Makes it 27-21 with 2:35 left to go here in the third. Schmelzley crossing over, gets inside, pulls up from 10, and it's pure. 14 for Brandon Schmelzley, makes it 29-21 Axtell. Coming up on 2:20 left here in the third. There's a pass deflected. Talley chasing it down just in front of half court. Now McNally, who checked back in as well, looking for an entry pass inside, deflected out of bounds. Centralia will keep it. 2:12 left here in the third. They trail by 8, 29-21. Talley, long pass over the top. It's McNally. Bouncing it to Paxton Bowers. Curls from the right wing to the left wing. Now it's Presley Bowers here in the left corner. Wants to go baseline. Cut off quickly, backing it out towards the wing. Now McNally right side to Reese Tanking. Reese Tanking working on Schmelzley. Gets it to Talley at the elbow. Now Paxton Bowers right corner. Thought about a baseline drive. Instead we'll go inside to Talley. Quickly doubled. Scoops it to McNally in the corner for 3, and it's good. Good ball movement, and Ethan McNally cans his first shot. It's a triple. Makes it 29-24. Axtell by 5 with the ball. Here's Detweiler at the elbow. Now Schmelzley gets it, curls around the arc from left to right, hands it off to Brockstrom. Wants a high ball screen, not much with it. Good switch there by Reese Tanking. Brockstrom gets inside, shovel pass in, and it's good. It's Grady Bussing. On the beautiful feed by Brockstrom, makes it 31-24. Down to a minute 15 left here in the third. Here's Presley Bowers, kicks it to Paxton in the corner. Now Reese Tanking. Now McNally, a heat check left wing. This one off the heel, too strong. Rebound for Axtell. And a whistle and a jump ball is going to be called as McNally tied him up, but the possession arrow will give it back, or keep it, I should say, with Detweiler and company as Axtell will throw it in. 101 left here. Things got quiet real quick in here. One of the officials talking with Eagles head coach Jason Tynan wanted a foul instead of a jump ball. Official letting him know. But nonetheless, it's Axtell basketball with a minute to go here in the third. They lead Centralia 31-24. Here's Detweiler right side on the wing. Splits a double screen, or a double team, I should say. Gets it right back on the left wing. Long pass near side corner. It's Brockstrom for 3, short. Rebound for Trenton Talley. Now, with 40 seconds to go, see how the Panthers want to play it down 7. It's McNally in the corner. Up top to Talley. Looking right. Back to McNally in the left corner. Wants a ball screen. Nobody comes for it. Now it's Paxton Bowers, right side on the wing. Steps into Tally now, a right corner three. In and out, no good. Paxton Bowers, though, an offensive rebound and stick back. Makes it 31-26. 15 seconds left here in the third. Now we get a whistle and I think a timeout here by Axtell. It's going to be a full and we'll follow suit. 12 and a half seconds left here in the third. 31-26, Axtell by five. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
Well, it was only a 30-second timeout. Axtell got a shot up out of the timeout towards the end of the quarter. It did not fall, and we'll go ahead and keep it right here as we get set for the fourth quarter. 31-26 our score as Axtell will take a five-point lead into the fourth as Centralia outscoring Axtell there 10-9 in the third. To gain a little bit of ground, not much, but certainly we got ourselves a ball game. 31-26, Eagles by five as we get set for the fourth and final quarter. Eagles with a win could and would give them a 500 regular season record as they came in tonight. 9 wins, 10 losses. Panthers just trying to gather a little momentum going into the postseason. They started the year 8-2, but just 3-6 over their last nine. And first possession of the fourth quarter for Centralia is a turnover. 2-on-1 break. It's beautifully executed. It's Detweiler to Brockstrom for two. He's got five. And a good start. A turnover forced by the Eagles defense and a 2-on-1 run out. Easy bucket makes it 33-26. As again, just getting going here in the fourth quarter. Paxton Bowers, nice ball fake. Steps into a three. This one no good. Ethan McNally, an offensive rebound. That one is no good. Tipped out of bounds, and it stays with Centralia underneath. Not quite 40 seconds into this fourth quarter. 33-26. Axtell's lead is 7. Tanking to throw it in. Does so up top. Here's McNally. Between the rings out high. Now Marshall tanking over to Paxton Bowers on the right wing. Ball fakes, working towards the corner, skips it to McNally, now inside to Reinicke, left block, turns in the paint, facing a double, gets it back out to Marshall tanking for three, it's good, and Marshall tanking with a big shot, he's got his first basket tonight, gets it to a four-point game at 33-29, we've played just over a minute here in the fourth. Rockstrom had it knocked away on a drive, Strothman keeps, now Detweiler along two, and he knocks it down, big shot from the junior Isaac Detweiler, he's got six. And the lead is 6 for Axtell at 35-29. There's a missed shot by Reese tanking and a rebound by Brockstrom. And now Centralia trying to force a turnover way in the backcourt. And they get Schmelzley open, a left corner three. This one too strong and a rebound for Reinicke. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Grant Bussing as Reinicke was able to gather that rebound. And Centralia gets it back down 6, 35-29 with 6:28 left in the game. Reese tanking is out. Trenton Talley is in. Also, Presley Bowers is back into the game as well. Here is Marshall tanking across the timeline from right to left. Stops two steps in front of the midcourt stripe. Bouncing it left side to Paxton Bowers. 2-3 zone for Axtell. McNally gets it in the corner. Trying to bounce it inside. Knocked away by Strothman and a steal by Detweiler. And then Detweiler trying to get it up the floor. And McNally nearly came away with a steal, but he steps on the baseline and out of bounds. So Axtell fortunate to keep. 6:05 left in the game. Their lead is 35-29. Strothman in the right corner. Now Detweiler to Brockstrom. Top of the key, shaded a little more to his left. Now works left wing, stops there. McNally trying to tie him up, but he shovels it off to Grant Bussing. Spins away from McNally, and he comes away with a steal finally. Here's Marshall tanking, gets it up the floor. It's blocked off the window. Schmelzley, incredible athleticism. Detweiler the rebound. Inside to Strothman, out of bounds, but last touch by Strothman in a turnover. Brandon Schmelzley pinning one against the backboard with an emphatic block. Back up the way, the Eagles turn it over, and Centralia gets it back, trailing by 6, 35-29, with 5:38 left in the game. Here is Colton Weir, right down the middle, bouncing it right side to Paxton Bowers. Looking for Trenton Talley at the free throw line. He dives. Shot is up no good, but a whistle and a foul. And Trenton Talley will shoot two. The foul is on Owen Strothman, his third. And Trenton Talley working on a nice night. 8 points, 9 rebounds. He's 1 of 2 at the line. And he's perfect on the first here. Now 9 points and 9 rebounds for the 6 foot junior. Makes it a 5-point game, 35-30. Can get it to 4 with one more. And he does, 2 for 2. Double figures for Trenton Talley with 10. It's a 4-point game, 35-31, Axtell. Detweiler a drive, lays it in for 2 with some athleticism as well. 8 points for Isaac Detweiler, 37-31, Axtell by 6. Not quite 3 minutes into this fourth quarter. Here is Weir, long pass to Paxton Bowers, right side, looking for Talley inside, gets it, layup good. Gathering it, and finishing at the rim, Trenton Talley with 12, 37-33. Axtell's lead is 4, at under 5 minutes to go. Here is Schmelzley, right side on the wing, guarded by Talley, up top to Brockstrom. Wants to dive, stops on the wing, had it knocked away, and McNally comes away with a steal. Long pass up the floor, and Grant Bussing comes away with a steal, but he lost his footing, and he's going to be called for a travel. So after all that, it's going to be Centralia ball, and I think we get a whistle and a timeout here. With 4:40 left in the game, Centralia will have it down 4 at 37-33. It's a full. We'll go ahead and step aside for a quick 30. Again, under 5 to go, a 4-point game, back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
We got a good one coming down the home stretch. Axtell at home leading Centralia 37-33. 4:40 left in this ball game. Out of the timeout, Centralia with it in the front court. Near sideline, McNally will throw it in right in front of the scorer's table. Throws it into the backcourt to Weir, and back to it. A 4-point Axtell lead. Centralia with it. Talley has it. Twin the rings out high. Man-to-man defense right now. They switch it up. Does Axtell. Here's Paxton Bowers to Trenton Talley, right wing. Now McNally, free throw line, jumper, short. Trying to fight for his own rebound, and he's able to get it. And then he draws a foul. It'll be team foul number 5 against Axtell. So good job by McNally to keep the possession alive as Brockstrom picks up this foul. His first. So just under 4:20 left in the game. Centralia down 4, 37-33. Presley Bowers gets inside, makes a nice move, and lays it in for 2. Presley Bowers quiet here in the second half. He's got 7, and it's a 2-point game at 37-35, and then we get a bump and a foul. They'll get McNally with this one. That's his second. Just the third team foul. So 4:06 left in the game. It's a 2-point Axtell lead at 37-35. There is Detweiler, left side on the wing. Gets a high ball screen from Strothman. Takes it all the way in. Stops. Good defense there by Presley Bowers, forcing a kick out to Brockstrom up top. Here is Schmelzley, left side on the wing. Wants a Strothman screen. Good job by Talley on this one to fight through it. Schmelzley, left side pass. Gets it off to Brockstrom. Good man-to-man defense here by Centralia. Knocked away, but Detweiler has it. Now Strothman at the free throw line. Pulls from there. That one's strong off the heel. Strothman gets his own miss. And is fouled, but I believe will shoot 2. Big-time offensive rebound by Owen Strothman. And they get the foul on Presley Bowers. His second, team 4th. And so Owen Strothman, couple big free throws here. A 56% free throw shooter. First opportunity is at the line tonight. First one is short. We got 3:33 left in this game. 37-35. Axtell's lead is 2. Strothman has one more free throw. He gets that one. He goes 1 for 2, and the lead is 3. At 38-35 with 3.5 minutes left to go. Nice backdoor cut. McNally bouncing it. To Weir. Talley, a corner 3 for the tie. In and out, no good. The rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Panthers, so the Eagles get it back. Boy, Talley, it was halfway down and out. Would have tied the game. Instead, out of bounds it goes. Axtell gets it back with a 3-point lead. 38-35, under 3:20 to go. Here is Schmelzley. Far sideline up the floor. Gets it into the corner. Pulls up from 10. Left it short. McNally a rebound, and now Centralia wants to push. Presley Bowers up the floor, and the layup is good. It's a 1-point game. 9 for Presley Bowers, 38-37. The Axtell lead is 1. Under 3 minutes to go. This one knocked away, and we get a whistle and a foul. It'll be team foul number 5 against Centralia. This one against Colton Weir. That's his first. As Marshall Tanking will check in for Paxton Bowers. So we're down to 2:52 left. Axtell's lead is 38-37. They have it underneath their own bucket. Schmelzley to throw it in. They get it into Grant Blissing. There was a miscommunication there on defense and an easy layup for the sophomore. Axtell's lead back to 3, 40-37. Pass deflected out of bounds. Centralia keeps it underneath. Down 3, 40-37, 2:42 left in the game. Talley to throw it in. Looking over the top, it goes to McNally. Left side pass to Marshall Tanking. Axtell back in a 2-3 zone defense. Over the top, they want Bauer short corner. Caught in a double team and had it knocked away, and Strothman comes away with a big steal. So now Axtell will slow it down with 2:22 left. A 3-point lead at 40-37. Here's Brockstrom drives. Difficult shot. He hits it. A short corner J over 2 defenders, and Brockstrom makes it a 5-point game. 42-37, 2:05 left. Big possession here for Centralia. Here's Colton Weir. Thought about a 3. Turns it down. Now 2 minutes to go. Here's Presley Bowers. Over the top to McNally. On the right wing. Gets it back to Bowers, high right, minute 50 to go. Here's Weir. In the left corner. Down to 1:45. Presley Bowers gets it short corner left, doubled. Gets Weir on a cut, gets inside, shot rejected. But Talley gets it back and is called for an offensive foul. And Trenton Talley picks up his third. It's a player control foul, and Axtell gets it back with a 5-point lead with a minute 37 to go. as Reinicke and Osterhaus will check back in for the Panthers. Fans loving the enthusiasm by both teams. Axel needs a stop here defensively. As we get a whistle, Jason Tynan's going to call a timeout as Centralia doing a nice job forcing some pressure here. So it's a full timeout, I believe. It is a full, so we'll take a quick 30. A minute 37 left in the ball game. Axel trying to hold on. They lead Centralia 42-37. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, let's get you set up. We got a minute 37 left in the ball game. Axel holding a 42-37 lead over Centralia. Out of this timeout, Axel will have the ball, needing to go the full length of the floor. So the Panthers are going to show pressure here in the full court. This one has been tight pretty much the entire game. As Detweiler gets it in, and then he is pushed, and they are going to get a foul here on Marshall tanking. 90 feet away from the bucket, and it's the seventh team foul. So Isaac Detweiler will shoot a 1-1. With his team leading by 5 with a minute 35 left. Paxton and Presley Bowers both check in. Reese tanking back in as well. For the Panthers, as Detweiler will shoot a 1-1. And he's able to rattle home the first. Big free throw there by Isaac Detweiler, who's close to a double-double. He's got 9 points and 8 rebounds. The second free throw gets that one to go as well. So two big free throws. By Isaac Detweiler gets him into double figures with 10, and the lead is 7 at 44-37 with a minute 35 left to go. Here's Trenton Talley. Right side it goes to Paxton Bowers on the wing. Centralia really needs a bucket here. And Paxton Bowers throws it out of bounds, and it's a turnover. That was nowhere close, and the sophomore knew it as soon as he let it go. And now Centralia is in a little bit of trouble here, down 7 with a minute 26 left. Axel getting the ball back. Grant Bussing to throw it in. Does so to Isaac Detweiler. He's doubled, trying to get around Talley. Needing to cross the midcourt stripe. Gets it off to Schmelzley. Right back to Detweiler with a minute 15 to go. And there's a whistle. There's the foul. You heard the bench, and Cole Alderfer for Centralia saying, let's get the foul and stop the clock at a minute 12, and this will be Brockstrom to shoot a 1-1. As the foul is on Reese tanking, his first team foul number 8. So Brockstrom's first, hits it off the heel, no good, a rebound for Centralia. Now they really need to get a bucket here, some points, down 7 with almost just a minute to go. Here's Reese tanking. We'll fire a deep 3. This one off the heel, too strong, but Trenton Talley the rebound with a minute to go. Centralia down 7 with the ball, 44-37. Paxton Bowers nearly had it taken away, but Weir has it. Back to Paxton Bowers, left side. Good defense here by Axel. Pass deflected into the backcourt, and then nearly taken away, but it goes out of bounds at 45 seconds to go. So Centralia is wasting quite a bit of time here in needing some points, as Evan Bussing will check in for Grant Bussing. So here's Trenton Talley, under 45 seconds to go. Here's Colton Weir, down to 40 seconds. Long pass swung and knocked away by Schmelzley, but Reese Tanking gets it back, and he'll lay it in for 2. A big bucket for Centralia there. Gets it back to a 5-point game with 34 seconds to go. 44-39. It's a full timeout, so we'll step aside for a quick 30 as well. 34 seconds left. Axel hanging on. 44-39 their lead. Again, back in 30 seconds here on KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert and Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
KMZA.
All right, so let's set it up out of the timeout. Axel leading 44-39 over Centralia. 34 seconds remaining in the game. Axel will have the ball. Far side of the floor. Centralia setting up the press. They get it in, though, to Detweiler. He is doubled. Back to Schmelzley. Under 30 seconds to go. Now Detweiler, long pass up the floor. Gets it to Brockstrom. Good time coming off the clock here. Finally, they get the foul. It's going to be Trenton Talley. Picking up his fourth, stops the clock at just under 22 seconds left. A 5-point Axtell lead, and Detweiler can add to it with some free throws here. It's the final foul before the double bonus, so it's still a 1-1 here. For the junior, Isaac Detweiler, 10 points tonight. And he knocks in that one, big free throw. He's got 11, makes it 45-39, which is 22 seconds to go. Detweiler's second is good. He's been clutch here in the second half. 9 of his 12 here in the second half, and it's a 46-39 Axtell lead with 22 seconds remaining. Reese Tanking rolls it in, finally picked up by Talley. Just 20 seconds to go, Centralia down 7. Hand it off to Colton Weir for a deep three, and that one is good. With 13 seconds to go, it's back to a 4-point game. Colton Weir with a deep three, his first basket tonight, and a quick timeout by Centralia. It is a full, so let's step aside for another 30. Don't go away. 13 seconds left. Axel by 4. Back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kind and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Kind and True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. KindandTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
All right, out of the timeout. 13 seconds to go. Axel by 4, 46-42. Axel with the ball, trying to get it in. They do so to Schmelzley, and he is quickly fouled by Trenton Talley. And it's a double bonus scenario for Axel, and Trenton Talley is fouled out of the game. With 12 points and 11 rebounds, a double-double for the junior. With just 12 seconds to work, his team down 4, with Schmelzley at the line to shoot 2. Schmelzley's had a good night. 14 points, 58% at the line. First one is out, no good. So it's still a two-possession game with 12 seconds to go. Schmelzley will try to hit the second, make it a 5-point game. And he does so. Schmelzley now at 15. Centralia rolls it in. It's picked up by Tanking at midcourt. 10 seconds to go. Weir again from way downtown, and he knocks it in. It's a 2-point game with 7 seconds to go. That one was from Centralia. 47-45. 7 seconds to go. My, oh my. That one was well beyond 35 feet. That was closer to half court than it was the three-point line. And it was literally nothing but net. 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tabman, hang on to your hats. It's all of a sudden a different feel than what it was maybe just a few minutes ago. Colton Weir hitting big-time back-to-back threes. And what was a 7-point deficit with just under a minute to go is now just a 2-point game with 7 seconds left. Axtell trying to hold on. They lead it 47-45. They will have the ball. Centrilia to press. Try to cause a steal. Axtell just needs to get the ball in, and Centrilia will foul, and Axtell would have to shoot some free throws. They missed Schmelzley there. He was open. They get it in to Schmelzley, but before, Jason Tynan quickly calls a timeout. Centrilia doing a good job there, so they're going to add a little bit of time back on because of the timeout. So 7.1 seconds remain. This is a 30. So again, we'll keep it right here. Axtell again trying to hang on. They lead it by two, 47-45. They'll have the ball. They'll have to get it in. As long as they don't turn it over, they'll get fouled and could still potentially put it away with a couple of free throws. But Colton Weir has hit two deep threes to keep Centrilia in this ball game late. So that was a quick timeout. We're back to it. Grant Bussing to throw it in for Axtell. 7 seconds to go. Axtell leading 47-45. Gotta go the full length of the floor. Bussing to throw it in. Bouncing it to Detweiler. Gets it off to him and he's fouled with 6.4 left. So Detweiler will shoot two big free throws. His team leads by two, 6.4 seconds remain. The foul was Marshall Tanking picking up his fourth. So here's Detweiler. First free throw. Good. Detweiler, calm, cool, collective. He's got 13, and it's a three-point game, 48-45. Detweiler will have one more free throw with 6.4 seconds left. To get it to two possessions. He does. Detweiler huge from the line. He's got 14. 49-45. 4 seconds to go. Marshall Tanking fires a deep one. It's out of bounds with less than a second to go. And Axtell's going to hang on to win this ball game, as all they got to do is get it in, and it's probably going to run out the clock. There's just 0.4 to go. What an effort trying to come back into this one as they throw it into Schmelzley, and that will do it, as Axtell's going to hang on to win it 49-45. As Centrilia with the loss dropping to 11-9, Axtell gets to 10-10. With the victory. Post game next brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's a split here tonight with the Axtell boys winning the nightcap 49-45. We'll recap it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news. This is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, back one final time. It is a split here in the regular season finale at Axtell, as it was the Centralia girls in the first game winning big 50-28, and the Axtell boys in a thriller win the nightcap 49-45. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman one final time with you as we recap this boys contest. Axtell, with the win, we'll close out the regular season at 500 at 10-10, and they finish with a 9-5 TBL record as the Panthers will kind of limp into the postseason. They are now 11-9, 8-5 in TBL play. Big nights for both Isaac Dentweiler and Brandon Schmelzley. Schmelzley led the way with 15 points, but Dentweiler was clutch in the second half. He had 14 points, 8 rebounds, and 11 of his 14 were in the second half. He was 7 of 9 at the free throw line, hit some big ones down the stretch, including the final two with under 7 seconds to go, which gave them back a 4-point lead, ultimately helping the Eagles hold off a furious potential comeback by the Panthers. Outside of that, Brockstermann and Strauss each with 7. Grant Bussing had 4. Grady Bussing also with 2. Centralia, they were led by Trenton Talley, a double-double, 12 points and 11 rebounds. They got 9 from Presley Bowers, 5 apiece from Reese Tanking and Brock Reinecke. They also got 6 from Colton Weir, who had those couple deep threes late. They also had 3 points apiece from Marshall Tanking and Ethan McNally. Then Paxton Bowers chipped in with 2 as well. Centralia had 18 turnovers, Axtell with 16 turnovers. Panthers shot just 2 free throws in the second half. They were 5 of 10 at the line. A lot of free throws for Axtell down the stretch. They went 10 of 16 at the free throw line. And mentioning again, Isaac Dettweiler, he hit 7 of 9 from the charity stripe and helping his team get the win, 49-45. Time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Well, it could go either or, plenty of options here, but how about Isaac Dettweiler again? 14 points, 8 rebounds. He was clutch 11 of his 14 in the second half, and he hit crucial free throws late in the game, helping his team get the win. Again, 49-45. He has 14 points, 8 rebounds, 7 of 9 at the line, including some big ones late to help his team hold off a Centralia comeback. So, Isaac Detweiler, our player of the game, brought to you again by Farmers State Bank. So that's going to wrap up our regular season broadcast here on 92.1. Our next broadcast will be Friday night, and it'll be postseason basketball, as we will have a girls contest for you in the the Frankfurt Substate will have the girls 3-6 matchup, with Frankfurt taking on Onega. That'll be Friday night at 7. We'll have that ball game for you here on 92.1. But for these two teams, again, starting with the girls, Centralia 20-0, number 2 ranked team in the state. They will have a nice week and a half or so off before getting the winner of Care Paravel and Troy in the sub-state semifinals. The Axtell girls will go to Wetmore on Friday night for their first sub-state game. Winner of that one will go on to play the top seed Hanover next week. And on the boys' side for Centralia, they are the 4 seed in the Frankfurt sub-state. They will host Donovan West on Thursday night, with the winner getting top seed Care Paravel next week. And for the Axtell boys, they are the 3 seed. They will host Lynn on a Thursday, with the winner going to 2 seed Wetmore next week in that sub-state. So playoff basketball is here. We'll have some for you on Friday night with one more round of the high school scoreboard show as well. Again, one final time, it's a split here in the regular season finale. Centralia girls winning big, 50-28 in the first game. The Axtell boys in the nightcap hold on 49-45. For Kirk Hillman in studio, I'm Brandon Tabman. We'll talk to you for more hoops on Friday night here on the MSC Sport Radio Network.